こんにちは。
こんにちは。
バイリンガルニュースでは日本語と英語でニュースを紹介しています。その後にマイケルは英語で、私は日本語でバイリンガル会話形式でコメントしていきます。1個目、ニューカッスル大学の研究チームがミソフォニアを持つ20人と持たない22人を対象に実験を行いました。ミソフォニアとは、他人の咀嚼音や呼吸音、連続する音など特定の音に対し異常に強い嫌悪感や怒り、時には逃避反応やパニックなどが引き起こされる症状のことです。被験者に様々な音を聞かせ MRI で脳波をモニターしたところ、ミソフォニアを持つ人の脳だけが咀嚼音や呼吸音に強い不快感を示し、感情を司る逃避質が極度に活発化していて、その際感情の処理や抑制を行う他の部分との接続がミソフォニアを持たない人とは異なった状態になっていました。また心拍数や電気皮膚反応にも変化が見られました。
A team of researchers at Newcastle University conducted an experiment involving 20 volunteers with misophonia and 22 without. Misophonia is a condition where repetitive noises, like the sound of other people chewing, breathing, etc., can be extremely agitating and in some cases trigger a panic or flight response. The subjects were made to listen to various sounds while having their brains monitored with an fMRI.Subjects with misophonia reacted negatively to sounds of chewing and breathing, and the fMRI showed that their anterior insular cortex, or AIC, which is a part of the brain governing emotions, was highly active.
So, あと heart rate とかもね、変化が見れたってことなんだけど、これ私。
Yeah.
あの、
chewing?
Chewing と呼吸。なんか鼻詰まってる人とかがシュッシュって音するじゃん、あれとか。
You're listening to that?
気になり始めると、あと時計のカチカチカチカチカチとかもうダメだし、まあマイルドな症状だから、その逃避反応とかパニックまではいかないけど、よく日本でさ、くちゃくちゃ食べる人のことくちゃらとか言って、まあ多くの人が嫌がるじゃん。でもそれを超越したレベルっていうか、別に口閉じてても結構大きい音出る人とかいるじゃん。
それも With their mouth closed?
うん、大きい音っていうか、
人による、
人による、人による、
like、音漏れ、
うん音漏れそう。あと噛んでて口閉じてるんだけど、たまにちょっと口開けるとか、もうすっごい嫌なの。なんか確かに怒りが湧くレベルっていうか、でもそれは自分でも変だなと思ってるから、別に相手に対してやめてよとかは言わないよ。でも自分がおかしいって分かってるから。
You're just judging them quietly.
I'm not judging them. I'm just judging the sound. Like, ah, もう。
What are you thinking about the sound? Are you counting?
No, no.
Like sheep? No.
嫌だから聞きたくないんだけど、すごい耳が反応しちゃって集中しちゃうのね、それに。だから、
I kind of noticed that I went to get a massage the other day.
Okay.
And I went somewhere where you can't pick male or female, the masseuse, yeah? So I'm lying down and this like 40-something year old Taiwanese dude comes in.
Okay.
And I'm thinking like, you know, doesn't matter.What's the difference?
まあね。
Probably stronger or whatever. So it's fine. I'm making these mental adjustments ahead of time. But the sound that men make is actually pretty gross.
え、どういうこと?
Just normal sounds. The breathing, just moving...blinking, anything, any of the sounds that a guy makes. Because I was thinking about why this was, because I didn't want to think like, oh, I can't get massaged by a dude because I'm homophobic or something like that. And I was thinking there's got to be a deeper reason. And I was wondering, just all people are raised by their mothers, generally speaking, right? And you spend a lot of time physically really close to your mother. Okay. Even until you're fairly old, long after you've stopped spending that time that physically close to your father.
Right.
So I think that there is some weird maternal thing to that whole. And that made the just the sounds, they're less familiar and they're more agitating. I don't know if it's related to this misophonia, but I have experienced the clock thing.
そう、あと急に大きい音出すとか、大きい音でくしゃみ、その信じられないぐらい大きい音でくしゃみする男性いるじゃん、よく。うちの夫もたまにあるんだけど、それとか冗談でなんか笑わせようとして急に大きい声出すとかに対して、あの尋常じゃない怒りを覚えるの、なんか、何やめてみたいな。それもこれなのかな。
Some people sneeze really loud.
そう、あのくしゃみって声を出さなくてもできるじゃん。それは私は大人になるにつれ、いや訓練すればできるの。でも声を一緒に出す人がいて、それをなんかこのフォースに任せて、うわーって言う人いるじゃん。
Well, there's the, yeah, the charge up. So some people just go, choo, right? But some people have the, ah, choo. Like they have the charge up
right before they sneeze. そっちもそうだし、出す方も、わーみたいな。
Sometimes it almost whistles at the end, yeah.
Yeah. そう。でも不思議だね。だからこうやって脳が違ったんだ、私。
The clock thing is interesting. I remember living at my parents' house, and there was this clock that my dad gave me, and I liked the clock. It had a picture, like the face of the clock was actually replaced with a picture of Mars or something.
Okay.
It was cool. But the mechanism for the clock was quite loud. So it's just like...
気になるよね、結構。Yeah.
And I was just lying down trying to sleep, and somehow...Every crevice of my head was filled with that clock.
Right.
I couldn't think about anything else. I couldn't do anything else. And it was paralyzing. So I got up really suddenly, walked over there, grabbed the clock, and I put it outside my room and closed the door.
Yeah. だからよくあのリビングに時計かけてる人いるじゃん。
Mm-hmm.
カチカチ鳴るやつ。あれとかよく気にならないなと思う。羨ましい、むしろ。私無理だもん。
You know how the old TVs have that high pitch sound?
What?
The P 音 on old televisions. The really old TVs, when you turn it on, there's a really high pitched noise.
Ah, はいはいはいはい。
When the screen like
yeah.
kicks on.
Mm.
That always bothered me a lot.Like, I would have, if I turn my head at a certain angle, it would be really loud.
Hmm. 今もそうじゃない。こう、テレビつけて、画面が真っ暗でも、なんか電気の音ってするじゃん。スピーカーとか。
Really?
音流してなくても、すっごいちっちゃい音なんだけど、何かしら音がしてるの。で、消すとシーンとなるんだけど。
I don't hear anything. What brand is your TV?
東芝。
Ah. This one's Sony.
なんかほら音っていうかなんかついてるなっていう感じがなんていうの空気にあるじゃん。わかる。
Do you actually hear something though from the TV or from the speaker?
From the speaker, yes.
Hmm.
I do. それは気になるから消す。
The electric hum. You know how people say that they can they feel the electromagnetic waves from power stations and from equipment, from cell phones, from everything. I think we've talked about it before.
I guess so, yeah.
Yeah. That'd be the next level of sensitivity.
そうだね。それも分かっちゃうと確かに辛いよね。電車とかさ、どうすんの?
One thing this reminded me of was that the study about rhythm in the brain and howrhythmic stimulation,
yeah,
if persisting, amplifies the response in the brain.
Right.
So these sounds like chewing, it's like one chew, two chews, three chews, four chews, and there's kind of a stacking effect, right?
I don't know. if that's if the chewing sound is about this repetitive thing though, because that's more like a, even if it's just one chew.
One chew.
It is annoying.
No way. You're bothered by one chew.
I'm annoyed by the sound, not the repetitiveness of it. Do you know what I mean?
But like doesn't your wet, level of annoyance go
like
up?
Really weird, like wet, huh. And food is.
But what about the clock thing? Because it doesn't
matter.
Yeah,
that's for the repetition thing. But the chewing, to me, that's that's a bit different.
Well, I think the repetitiveness doesn't help.
No, for sure. Right? Yeah, so だね。それはそう。でもなんか、だから猫がカリカリ食べてるのは平気なの。人間だけ。
What does that sound like?
カリカリカリカリカリカリカリカリ。
カリカリ。
口が乾いてるからね、猫は結構。だからこう噛んでる、人間が噛んでる時の不快な感じの音は出ないから。それは全然いいんだけど。だからその wetness かなんか嫌なのかな、よくわかんない。でもすごい嫌な。だから自分はこのもう30年間生きてきてそれが嫌なの分かってるから、あのどうしても噛んでる時に何かしらの音はするじゃん、どんなに口閉じてても、口動かしてる分でもその中でも最小限の音しか出さないようになってる私はもうこの30年間の訓練の結果。
Does it bother you when you eat?
Well, I don't make sound much, so
but it's in your head, so you can hear it a lot more, can't you?
でも自分もだから気をつけないで噛んだら気になると思う。
Yourself.
Because I'm doing what I don't like other people to do. So maybe not the sound itself, but...
I guess if you think about it a lot, it is a weird sound. And the way that the sound's being made is rather unappealing. That there's just this wet, meaty... Like,
yeah.
Face whole thing that's just like slop, slop.
Yeah, it's really...
It's unappealing.
No. 次。オーストラリアの王立審議会は、カトリック教会の神父の子供への、あ、ごめん、ちょっともう一回行かせて。オーストラリアの王立審議会は、カトリック教会の神父の子どもへの性的虐待に関する調査結果を発表し、1980年から2015年までの間に1000以上の教会で4444人もの被害者が出ていたことが分かりました。被害を受けた子どもの平均年齢は女の子が 10.5 歳、男の子は 11.5 歳でした。1950年から2010年の間にオーストラリア国内の神父のうち全体の 7% が子どもへの性的虐待で告発されていました。王立審議会の結果を受けて教会の規律などに反映させる目的で結成された審議会 Truth Justice and Healing Council の代表は、このデータは衝撃的で悲劇であり、また弁護の余地もない、カトリック教徒として深く恥じているとコメントを出しました。今後も調査は続けられ、最終報告は年末に公表される予定です。
Australia's Royal Commission has released the results of their investigation into the sexual abuse of minors by Catholic priests, stating that between 1980 and 2015, there were 4,444 victims across more than 1,000 churches. The average age of the victims of abuse is 10.5 years old for girls and 11.5 years old for boys.Between 1950 and 2010, among Catholic priests in Australia, 7% of them committed acts of sexual abuse against children. In response to the results, a representative of the Truth, Justice, and Healing Council, which was established to represent the church on this issue, stated, "These numbers are shocking, they are tragic, and they are indefensible. As Catholics, we hang our heads in shame."The investigation is ongoing and a final report will be published at the end of the year.
そう、個人的にオーストラリアの神父で性的虐待してた人っていうとジョン・デイっていう人が思い浮かぶんだけど、聞いたことある？
No.
あの、60年代から80年代の間に十何人だか忘れちゃったけど、男の子虐待してて、これが結構有名なのは、この人がその町の警察署長とすごく仲良かったの。で、警察ぐるみでそれを隠してたんだよね。 で、新しく他の町から来た警察官が、あれこれおかしくないって言って調査しようとしたんだけど、それも全部もみ消して、その警察官のことをどっか違うとこに左遷しちゃって、キャリアも取っちゃったみたいな。で、まあ、その間にどんどん被害者が増えちゃって、で特にこのジョン・デイだと、あの週末になんか旅行に連れて行くみたいなことをしてて、子供を一人ずつ、で親は神父様だからと思って安心して預けちゃうじゃん、
right.
でも二人っきりで車でオーバーナイトで泊まりに行ってレイプしたりしてた。で子供が親に言っても親が信じてくれないとか、その まさか神父がそんなことすると思わないから、で何回も行かせちゃったりとか。あとこのジェラルド・リッツデイオっていう人もオーストラリアで有名だけど、50人以上被害者を一人で出してて、この2つのケースとも確か1個の町で問題を起こすと、まあ噂が広まるじゃん、あの神父ちょっとおかしい、そうすると教会はそれをかばうために他のところに送るんだよね。でそうすると他の町ではその人のこと知らないから、あ新しい神父が来たって言って、また被害者が増えて、でバレてきたらっていう。
Those were the allegations against the Catholic Church,
in the States.
On a bigger scale, like the Vatican itself,
yeah,
was accused of moving priests around.
そう、あの映画スポットライトもね、ボストングローブがそれを暴いた話だったけど、その中にも出てきたね、アメリカでもそういうふうにどんどん動かすことによって。バレないようにするっていう。
It's a weird thing. You have to wonder how much community there is among pedophiles themselves, online and the dark net or whatnot. There seems to be some amount of conspiracy between them, they coordinate, you know, to limit.Evidence getting out and...
Right. 一つ不思議なのは、前にどっかの研究で、前にこの番組でも多分話したけど、その小児性愛で捕まる人のうち、本当の小児性愛だから子供にしか性欲が湧かないみたいなのって割合としてはすごく少なくて、多くの人がその大人とセックスしたりできないから仕方なく力のない子供を襲うっていうケースが実はすごく多いっていう話があって、
Right. I don't know if I really buy that whole thing because they've done studies on pedophiles and there seems to be a lot of evidence suggesting that pedophilia is actually genetic.
Right.
It's largely genetic.
That's why, like, when they actually look at these people who've been arrested withchild molesting, the people who actually fit the definition of real pedophile are not the majority. That's what they say. Like, なんか本来は大人に惹かれるんだけど、そのアクセスがないから、もう子供でいいやみたいな。だから神父なんてさ、まさにカトリック教会の神父さんっていうのは、女性とか、まあ、男性女性含めセックスしちゃいけないことになってるじゃない？それが禁止されてるから。
But there's also, you know, self-selection there. A position that involves not having sex with adult females, but being in contact with children is more likely to attract pedophiles.
Yeah, I guess it's like a, you know, egg and chicken type of question.
Yeah.
It's like, do you become attracted to children because that's the only access you have because you're a priest, or you become priest because you're attracted to kids and you want access
right.
to kids.
I mean, you'd have
to
look at a lot of different case studies and look at why these people became priests in the
right.
first place. You could probably determine some kind of pattern and motives.
ただなんかそもそも神父がセックスしちゃいけないっていうそのルール自体がどうなんだろうっていう議論もずっとなされてるもんね。それ自体がこうまあ辛いというかさ、あの自然な状態ではないよねっていう話とか。
What was the subway guy's name? Fogel?
Subway guy.
Jared Fogel? Yeah, the Subway guy. There was like this, for Subway, there was this guy, I think his name was Jerry or Jared Fogel or something like that. But he was fat, and then he ate Subway, and he got less fat. And he was in these commercials for Subway. And then, like, last year he was arrested for pedophilia, and it was like this weird, crazy thing. But
I'm just saying,
like, these pedophiles, there's nothing that particularly stands out to you can't tell that someone's a pedophile. So we have major companies that have picked people to be their spokesperson on television repeatedly, all this stuff. I mean, that's a pretty stringent vetting process.
まあ、本人がすごく辛い思いをする。だから、こうもうちょっと相談できる環境っていうか、じゃあカウンセリングなり何かに行って、他人にそれをね、相談した方がもしかしたら押し込めてるよりはそれがいつか爆発するっていうことを防げるかもしれないとか、もうちょっとそういう理解も必要だねって。だからみんながみんな承認性愛者だからといって、みんながみんな実際に行動に起こすっていうわけではないから、そういうのも理解しないといけないねっていう話もあるしね。ただこれは
Well, that's certainly been the stance of researchers and scientists more recently. Certainly if it's genetic or has a genetic component, then it's more important for us to create a more open-minded and accepting society so that these people don't conspire on the dark web and create these, participate in these trafficking rings and whatnot. It's like that. This has been a huge subject in the political sphere in the United States over this whole weird Pizzagate thing, which nobody knows whether to believe or not. But one aspect of that whole fiasco is that Lolita Express thing. You remember that? The Lolita Express was this private jet that was flown by... there's like this billionaire with this private jet that was called the Lolita Express that a lot of famous people like Chris Tucker and like I don't know, just a bunch of celebrities. I don't, for some reason I only remember Chris Tucker, but would get on this plane, and politicians as well, other people would get on this Lolita Express and fly around the world. And I guess the loophole is you're in international waters, or, you know, there's like weird stuff going on these planes involving underage children.
What?
And yeah, this is the plane, the Lolita Express was absolutely a real thing. They have these private jets that where they bring in underage kids on these private jets, and then wealthy pedophiles would get on these planes. And a lot of sources have implicated Bill Clinton as being one of the people who has written the Lolita Express. And
え、待って待って. Lolita Express って呼んでたの? その人たちも?
I don't know who named it
that. Okay.
I don't know who named
That's
it
crazy.
That. I think all the legal stuff around this is still kind of ongoing and not 100% sure. And obviously Bill Clinton hasn't been convicted of anything, but supposedly... there are personal accounts and documentation that put him on the Lolita Express some like 37 times or something.
Whoa.
So,
and
a bunch of other people too. And so people are saying that there may be some high profile individuals that are going to start getting in trouble as this thing unravels.
この教会の問題はね、この王立審議会ができて今調査してるけど、その、まあ、何年も何年も教会が それを隠蔽してきたっていうことでここまで被害者が増えたっていうのはまあすごい大問題だよね。
Yeah, it's unbelievable what has been going on with the Catholic Church, especially considering what the Catholic Church says they stand for.
Yeah.
I mean, this is supposed to be the absolute force of good, you know, an insertion into this world of God himself. It's his house. Mm. This is, you know, the papal infallibility and all this stuff.
だから自分自身でもキリスト教信じてないんだろうね、そういう神父とかって。結局だってそれか、まあ一応反省して謝れば天国に行けるからいいかっていうことなのかね。どういう心理なんだろう。
Well, again, it depends why they got into it in the first place.
I guess.
But certainly people fall out of faith. You know,、yeah. Mother Teresa was notorious forfor having quite a conflicted relationship with her faith.
Yeah.
Even though she was, you know, upheld as, you know, freaking Mother Teresa.
Yeah. そうね。次、カリフォルニアのサンサムクリニックで子供がワクチン接種を受ける際にバーチャルリアリティを使って痛みが軽減できるかを調べる実験が行われました。対象となった子供は合計244人で、そのうち112人が VR のヘッドセットを装着し、海の風景を見ている間にインフルエンザワクチンの注射を受けました。普通に注射を受けた子どもたちと比較して痛みが 48% 低減されていたほか、子どもの親から見て注射への恐怖が普段より 52% 低下していました。
At California Sam Sum Clinic, an experiment was conducted to see whether virtual realityCould suppress the pain of vaccines for children. Of the 244 children included in the study, 112 of them wore a VR headset and saw a view of the beach while the influenza vaccine was administered. Compared to children who received the shot without VR, children reported 48% less pain, with their parents reporting that they think their kids were 52% less afraid.
So...まあ多分これ書いてなかったから分かんないんだけど、多分13歳以上の子供だと思うけどね、
うん、
13歳以下の子供はバーチャルリアリティ使っちゃダメっていうことになってるから一応、
うん、
でもさ
That's interesting.
VR
Wouldn't you rather than a view of the beach though? You would want a VR where something is happening to your arm where you're getting shot but it's not a shot.
その方が面白いよね。
Like instead of a shot, there's like,
なんかライオンに噛まれてるみたいなこと。
Well, ちょっと可愛い。That might make it hurt more. No.
いやなんか可愛いさキャラクターがいて、そこにちょっとなんか刺されるみたいな。
Yeah, some goofy looking butterfly comes and like has a straw or something.
確かに注射を受けるぞ注射を受けるぞっていうそのアンティシペーションが怖いわけじゃない？人間って。
It's also the equipment.If you look at the needle, if you look at the thing、
right.
that actually administers the shot, anyone, you don't have to be a genius. If you look at that needle, you don't want it going、
ね、
into your arm.
There's
no way.
それと全く関係ない海の映像を見させられるのもちょっと怖いと思っちゃった私。その海見てる間に急にさ、
yeah.
刺されるのも嫌じゃない
It seems dangerous almost. You might freak out.
いたみたいな。
Flail your arms and the needle goes flying. And
確かになんかこうその腕の方向を見るとちょっと可愛いキャラ蜂のキャラクターなりなんなりがいてちょっと刺されるみたいな方がでもそれはそれで痛いのかな、どうなんだろうね。
I don't know.But I feel like doing anything while you receive a shot would probably make a difference. Because if I had like a stuffed T-Rex dinosaur and I was like, we're going to give you an influenza vaccine, but I want half of you when you get the influenza vaccine to pet the stuffed T-Rex dinosaur. And then if you pet the T-Rex dinosaur while you're getting your shot,
まあそうね、何かしらやだから音楽聴くとか何でもいいけど、
kind of else,
いやいやいや、
It's just another task.
うん、なんか婦人科の検査とかまさにそうなんだよね。
Mm-hmm.
なんかもうすごい不快なわけよ。もうまずその物をさ入れること自体が嫌じゃん。
Mm-hmm.
で、 なんか嫌だからこう目をつぶりたくなっちゃうんだけど、目つぶると余計そこにフォーカスしちゃうから目開けといた方がいいし、なんかずっとあなんか来る来るって思ってるとそれも嫌だから、なんか喋ったりとかした方がいいしみたいなさ、
mm. How do you prepare for these things? I was at the dentist a couple days ago because my tooth had broken and I was getting it repaired and they were going to put this new tooth cap thing in there.
Yeah.
And they were asking me like, 我慢できる? It's going to hurt. Like, 結構しみるけど. And I was like, how do I know? Like, we'll see, I guess.
Yeah.
Like, because I guess, you know, they could either anesthetize it or not. But I was just like, okay, I think I'm fine. I don't want to look weak.
Yeah.
I guess. まあね。Since I'm a guy and everything, I have a social image to uphold.
過去のさ研究でこれから痛くなるっていう想像の痛みの方が実際の痛みより大きいみたいなのあるじゃんよく。
It made it worse because it was like they were building it up to this whole thing. Like, do you think you can handle it? I don't know if you can handle it. Can you handle it? I don't know. Can I handle it? I guess I'll find out if I can handle it. And I'm like, okay, I'm about to handle it. And they're, you know, they come out with this thing and it's like, kaze kakemasu, and they're... And it was just like, oh my god. It's like I'm just being shot with a laser in the face. But,
そう言われると怖いね。
When it's over, it's nothing. You know?
そうだね。
It's always that way.
Yeah.
You can get a shot, yeah, it'll hurt, but when it's over, it's nothing.
そうだね。
Every time.
まあ、採血とかもね。
Time will pass. You'll survive.
Yeah. 脱毛の時もそうだった。ちょっとこれからここ痛いですよとか言われるわけよ。
どこ?
その下の脱毛してる時、
right.
で、あのここちょっと痛いですからねとか言って言われるとさ、その痛いの度合いが分かんないじゃん。10で言ったうちのさ、5なのか10なのかっていうのはさ、right.
You can't remember, but you can compare in real time.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But you can't really remember.
そう、痛いですよって言われてすごい覚悟しちゃってさ、mm. あなんかめっちゃ痛いのかなと思うとそうでもないとかね。
What's the most painful thing you've?I had to deal with like medical thing.
Medical? なんだろう。あ、でも前に root canal をすっごい下手な歯医者にやられた時は信じられないぐらい痛かった。全然麻酔効いてなくて、神経を直にわしづかみされてるみたいな感じ。
Yeah.
あとはなんだろう。Medical じゃないけど。
But in, because there's like duration.And there's intensity, right?
Yeah, yeah.
There's intention or intensity and duration. When I had my molars pulled out instead of my wisdom teeth.
Oh, okay.
Because I guess, so they recommended I pull out my molars instead of my wisdom teeth because my molars had like a shitty filling in it and it was like boro-boro. Okay. So we're just going to throw that shit out and pull up the wisdom teeth.
Hmm.
But the molars, the roots are like wrapped around your jawbone like a bunch of times and it's all crazy.
痛そう。
You get those pulled out, you'll be in like level 8 out of 10 pain for like 4 or 5 days straight.
Right.
And the duration can be bad because you're just getting you're losing.
あの爪が剥がれた時に足の、ピュアのアルコールをその時付き合ってた彼氏にかけられた時が一番だった。
Was that the highest intensity in your life?
I had never screamed like that in my entire life. I was like,
yeah.
あとあれとかね、骨にピアス、軟骨にピアス開けた時、この外側じゃなくてこのなんていうの、耳の内側、顔の横のとこ、あれは結構いいだだだだだだだだって感じだった。あの、一瞬じゃないからさ。
Breaking bones, I don't think the intensity is actually that high. Because I've like broken my rib and like a few other things, and it doesn't hurt that much compared to like, I had an ear infection once, and the doctor had to poke a hole in my eardrum using a needle.
Yeah.
So I'm just sitting there, no painkillers, nothing.
Yeah.
And this guy just pokes a hole in my eardrum. Like that, if I had to compare breaking bones to that,
right.
That was like a million times worse.
あれも痛いよ。今この何痛い大会。あの子宮頸がんの細胞診じゃなくて組織診の方。だからお肉を切るみたいな。麻酔ないから。なんかめっちゃ痛かった。泣いた。あとだからその切除の手術した後もう痛すぎて泣いた。
Is it? It's like way worse than a bad stomach ache.
Oh God, no! Incomparable.
Stomach aches can be pretty bad.
That's like
so can headaches.
That's like cutting a little piece of your balls. No,
okay.
麻酔
次 Astronomers at the University of Warwick have discovered what is being called a white dwarf pulsar for the first time ever.The pulsar is part of a binary star system located in AR SCO within the Scorpius constellation, some 380 light years from Earth. The white dwarf pulsar is locked in a 3.6-hour orbit with a red dwarf star. The pulsar is estimated to be slightly larger than Earth, but about 200,000 times more dense. It is believed to have formed in a process where the core of a supermassive starwas compressed during a supernova explosion. Within the white dwarf pulsar, matter undergoes fusion and radiation, and radiation and charged particles are ejected as focused beams from the magnetic poles, whipping around every 2 minutes and causing the red dwarf to light up with electric current.
ウォーリック大学の天文学チームが史上初めて白色矮星パルサーを発見しました。これは AR スコーにある連星系の一部で、サソリ座の中にあり地球から380光年離れていて赤色矮星の周りを 3.6 時間軌道で回っています。このパルサーはサイズは地球より少し大きいぐらいですが体積は地球の20万倍で超新星で起きた爆発の際に超巨大星の核が圧縮されてできたと考えられています。このパルサーの中では物質は核融合と放射線を受け磁極から荷電粒子がビームとなって放出されます。ビームは2分おきに方向を変えるため赤色矮星に電流が流れライトアップします。
Sounds cool, yeah.
なんかサイファイだよね。
Yeah.
この特に最後のビームが赤色矮星にの方に行って電流が流れライトアップするとかってさ、
It's pretty weird.
なんか頭で想像するとすごい不思議な。
The researchers describe it as it looks kind of like a lighthouse or something. You know how a lighthouse, you know, it's spinning around. So if a lighthouse has two beams coming out each side,
right.
and it's rotating really fast,
yeah,
it kind of looks like that. We don't really know what it looks like. But we can kind of guess.
これどうやって見つけたの?
I think the reason they found it is because it was doing this weird stuff. And the red dwarf star was actually flickering. The appearance of the red dwarf star was pulsing.I guess every time the beams would whip around and because the radiation from the pulsar would reach the red dwarf and actually excite electrons there and change its appearance.
Right.
On this like steady beat.
2分おきに誓ってするってこと?赤色矮星も。
Yes, I think, yeah.So the reason why this thing is spinning so fast, like our sun doesn't spin that fast.
Yeah.
Is because it's so small. Right? And the reason why it's small, because it's like, this is something that's it's like a star, right?
Yeah.
But it's about the size of Earth.
Hmm.
But we know that stars generally are many, 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 many times larger than planets, right? Even like bigger than Jupiter or any of that other stuff. The reason why it's spinning so fast is because when it exploded and collapsed, it's kind of like an ice skater bringing their arms in closer to their body.
Okay.
So it's preservation of angular momentum. You know how like if an ice skater has their arms out like this,
yeah,
and they bring their hands in like this, they speed up, right? And they spin faster.
Hi.
Yeah, it's kind of like the same thing.
Oh, okay.
Because it was spinning while all of this happened. So it just like sped up when it got smaller.
Right. What is this made of? I mean, why is it so heavy?
It's made of neutrons.
Okay.
It's made of neutrons and it's heavy like a nucleus is of an atom.
Okay.
And they actually describe neutron stars as being basically a nuclei. 'Cause it's made of all these neutrons and it's super dense and there's no space for anything else. So like atoms are mostly made out of space, right? Most stuff is made out of space. Even like suns and stuff is mostly space. But a neutron star has almost no space. The only way that it could have less space... Wait, I don't know if that makes sense. But if it was a black hole, it certainly wouldn't have more space.
Right.
If it was more massive, then it would have been even denser.
Okay.
And become a black hole.
What?
You don't know about this stuff. So a neutron star is super dense and it's like the nuclei of an atom, right? And remember, I don't know if that's necessarily related, but if it was denser, then it would collapse into itself and become a black hole. It would become so dense that light couldn't escape it. The black hole,
probably
looks like something, but we just can't, you can't see it because it's so dense that the light moves the other direction.
Right, okay.
Right, so the neutron star is like almost a black hole.
Oh, okay.
But it's the size, it's like the size of Earth.
Right.
Yeah.
That's interesting. It's really weird.
It's weird.
Yeah, I mean, this beam thing is
What do you
weird.
Make of it? What do you do with this?
I don't know. I'm just like, wow, okay. So what is the significance of this discovery?
Well, the significance is that this thing exists. We don't know what to do with it exactly, but it's definitely cool.
Yeah, for sure.
It's weird if you ask questions like, yeah, well, what's the point of this thing, you know?
I kind of want to see like a visual version of this, of what we just said.
Right.
Because I think that would be...
Look at this. This might make it clear.
Right.
Yeah. Does that make more sense?
Oh, it exploded.
Yeah. It's something like this. So this is just a GIF of a...
灯台みたいな。
Yeah.
で、前と後ろに光を放ってるみたいなことだよね。
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it has a really strong magnetic field that's estimated to be 10,000 times stronger than that of Earth.
Wow.
Also, it's held together by gravity. So the difference between this and the nuclei of an atom is that the nuclei of an atom is held together by different forces, the strong forces, as opposed to gravity, which is the weakest force.
Right.
But because it's so much larger than the nuclei of an atom, gravity, even despite being a weak force, is sufficient to produce the same phenomenon at a much, much larger scale.
Right.
But the significance is stuff like this is happening at enormous, enormous scales with huge mass. It's extremely similar to what's happening on the smallest scales. Right?
Mm-hmm.
And so this notion of nature being self-similar across scales is reaffirmed.
そっかそっか。大きく 大きいバージョンもあったんだみたいなことだよね、yeah. だから、
yep. Boxer crabs clone their companion sea anemones which they wear on their pincers like gloves by ripping them in halfResearchers at Bar-Ilan University have observed and experimented on boxer crabs in order to further understand their relationship to anemones. The crabs use a technique that takes about 20 minutes, where they grab the anemone with both claws and slice it in half by stepping through it with their legs. When researchers freed the sea anemone from the crab, it seemed to flourish, growing larger with brighter colors. However,Species of anemone wielded by the crabs have never been observed on their own, so the researchers speculate that they're always traded or stolen between crabs. Since other somewhat similar species of anemone split themselves in half in order to reproduce, the researchers believe that being ripped in half by crabs may actually be part of their natural reproductive process.
巾着ガニというカニの一種は毒を持つイソギンチャクを半分にちぎって2つにし、それをチアリーダーのポンポンのようにハサミで持って暮らします。イスラエルのバルイラン大学のチームが巾着ガニとイソギンチャクの関係をより理解すべく観察を行いました。巾着ガニはイソギンチャクをちぎる際に両手のハサミで押さえ、そこに足を入れてちぎる方法をとっており、ちぎれるまでに20分かかっていました。巾着ガニが持っているイソギンチャクを取り上げて自由にしてみると、鮮やかな色に大きく成長しました。この特定の種類のイソギンチャクはカニに持たれているもの以外は見つかっておらず、単体で発見されたことがないため、長年カニ同士で交換したり盗んだりしてきたと思われます。似た種類のイソギンチャクが繁殖のために自らを半分にちぎることが分かっているため、このイソギンチャクの場合はカニにちぎられることが自然の繁殖方法の一つだと考えられます。何これ、めっちゃ可愛いよね。本当にあの写真見るとチアリーダーみたいにふわふわのこのイソギンチャクを両手に持って威嚇のためにわーってそのふわふわを揺らしてるんだよね。
で、They actually can't really survive on their own without it.
あ、カニ自身も。
They have their pincers are very weak. And they're designed with a special hook. And that hook actually holds the anemone on their hands.
そっかそっか。だから、このハサミは敵を攻撃するためじゃなくて、イソギンチャクを持つために最適な形になってるっていうことだよね。
Completely. And their utensils too. They have tentacles on them, the anemones. So the crabs actually, if a fish or somebody tries to attack the crab, they just punch the enemy using the anemone.
Right. 毒があるから。
They just throw like a little jab and the tentacles will like poison whoever is attacking them. So.
なんかいつからこの関係が始まったんだろうね。このカニとイソギンチャクのさ、ウィンウィンな関係っていうか。
Probably, I mean, it may go back a million years or more. Probably more.
ね。だから半分にちぎっても全然死なないっていうことだもんね。のイソギンチャク自体は。
And they like being cut in half, or I don't know if they like it, but it's good for their species. It seems to be one of the main ways that they reproduce is being ripped in half by crabs who wear them like cheerleading pom-poms to defend themselves from attacking sea creatures.
細胞みたいに分裂して暮らしてるってことだから要は。Like that's how they reproduce themselves?
Well, they can't just reproduce by being ripped in half.
Right.
Or by splitting themselves in half, because then they would all have the same...genetic code.
Yeah.
So the researchers assume that they can reproduce other ways between themselves.
Oh, okay.
Separately, but they have not witnessed that. There doesn't appear to be any accounts of that, and there aren't any accounts of them actually existing anywhere other than on the tips of the claws of these crabs.
その巾着ガニが生まれるじゃん、新しく。で、子供の巾着ガニはさ、そのイソギンチャクどこから見つけてくるんだろうね。
They just go find other crabs and they steal a tiny piece.
ああ、もらうって、分けてもらうってこと?
And it grows. It grows.
かわいい。
And then when it grows large enough, then they tear it in half, and then they have two.
ああ、じゃあしばらくは一つで殺してる。 It grows twice as fast.
ああ、そうか。 Or you're growing twice as much.
Right, right.
Right? I wish there was a video game like this, where you're the crab, right? And you have...you have like isoginchaku level on your indicator on your right, screen right. And you have to maintain and tear and grow isoginchaku and other players, if it's online, like MMORPG or something, other players can come and like try to steal your isoginchaku.
え、なんか落としてなくしちゃう時とかもあんのかな?
I'm sure.
あ、ないみたい。
Yeah, you just wake up and it's gone. And you panic. Absolute panic.
え、その、イソギンチャクのライフスパンっていうかさ、どれぐらいは持つんだろうね。結構頻繁にさ、
I don't know.
シェアしなきゃいけないのか、それとも一回見つけたらもう結構長い間持つのかとかさ。
Right, like the same isoginchaku has been passed around and ripped in half for millions of years. Yeah. It's the same one, maybe.
不思議すぎ。ちょっと疑問が湧き上がりすぎなんだけど。
Also, they also catch things, the anemones, by themselves. So when the crab is sleeping or whatever, and has the anemones on his hands, they'll like 勝手に catch food and stuff.
For themselves?
And for the crab. And the crab just takes some of the food off of the end of the anemone. just nibbles it.
え、そのイソギンチャクも食べるの、それは。
Mm-hmm. They're both eating.
え、一緒の食べ物食べるってこと?
Yeah.
超仲良しじゃん。何これ。へ
え。And they also use it as, like ohashi or something. They use it to pick food up. So the crab's pincers aren't good for picking up food.
Right?
They're just sharp.
じゃあそのイソギンチャクを近づけたら代わりにイソギンチャクが掴んでくれるってこと?
Yeah, I think so. So they use it to just collect little bits of food and then they can put it in their mouth.
何それ?
With the isoginchaku. 最高の
生き物じゃん。Wow.
It's pretty bizarre, this relationship. And something like this is so delicate. Yeah. You know, it means that this environment has been stable for so long.
そうだね。
And these are the kinds of relationships that are the most susceptible to like interference from human activity or climate changes and whatnot.
まあ人間と犬とかね、その動物、まあ人間も猿だと考えるとさ、猿が犬飼ってるみたいな、まあ、
right.
で、まあ、ウィンウィンの関係なわけじゃん。オキシトシンがどっちも出てるみたいな。
Right. Well, we tend to see that as a different kind of symbiotic relationship. This would be more akin to like the leaf cutter ants or something, where the
そうだね、共生ってことだよね。
The mycelium has the leaf cutter ants bring leaf cuttings down to them so that they can make food, which then the ants eat and you know, that kind of thing.
まあ、お互い頼って生きてる。
Yeah, because the anemone has certain skills that the crab wants.
Right.
You know, catching food and
すごい、すごいよくね、うまくできてるよね。
I wonder if they have a handedness. Because if you only have one isoginchaku, do they wear it on their right hand or their left hand?
I don't know.右利き左利きとかあるのかね。
There has what it can't be perfectly 50-50, right? That'd be weird.
右手には絶対持ってないと落ち着かないとかさ。
Yeah, it's like humans and their cell phone and their left hand if they're walking. Because if you're walking and you don't have your phone in your left hand, some people are just like, it's like not having your isoginchaku.
Like, do they fight over this? It's like, oh, なんかあなたのイソギンチャクの方が素敵だから、なんか大きいからよこせとか。
They steal. They steal. Apparently, the young crabs steal イソギンチャク from the older crabs.
かわいそう。
Because the older crabs are kind of tired and they're like old, just old, crabby old.
取られちゃうんだ。
Just old crab.
おじいちゃん
Just getting your 急ぎんちゃく stolen It's a bad day
面白い
You're having a bad day if your 急ぎんちゃく gets stolen 次 According to a study published in Psychology and Aging People's personalities can change enough to be completely unrecognizable from age 14 to age 77. The study, conducted by the University of Edinburgh, spanned 63 years and is the longest personality study ever conducted. In 1950, a group of researchers conducted a survey of 1,208 14-year-olds in Scotland, rating their self-confidence, perseverance, stability of moods, conscientiousness, originality, and desire to learn. 174 of the 635 former 14-year-olds and original participants located by the researchers in 2012 were willing to retake the surveys. The researchers concluded as follows. The longer the interval between two assessments of personality, the weaker the relationship between the two tends to be. Our results suggest that when the interval is increased to as much as 63 years, there is hardly any relationship at all.
学会誌 Psychology and Aging に掲載されたエジンバラ大学の63年間に及ぶ研究で、人は14歳の時と77歳の時では別人レベルに性格が変わっていることがあると分かりました。人の性格についての研究としてはこれが史上最長です。1950年にスコットランド在住の14歳1208人に自分の自信、忍耐力、気分の変動、良心さ、想像力、学習への意欲についての度合いを答えてもらいました。被験者が77歳になった2012年に居場所が特定できた635人のうち174人が再度同じアンケートを受けることに承諾しました。論文では結果として以下のように書かれています。間が空けば空くほどその2つの人格の関係性は薄れていく傾向にあります。その間が63年間にも及ぶとほとんど関係性がないと言えることを今回の結果が示しています。14歳と77歳じゃまあ見てきたものと知ってることの差はすごいもんねまず。
This made me think about how, what was it? Like every 7 years or something, most of the atoms in your body have been replaced. Was it seven? That seems awfully short.
いやでも結構短いはずだって唇とかに至ってはもう2週間ぐらいでしょ。皮膚が全部入れ替わるとか。
Yeah, I guess it depends. If it's like your, you know, neurons or something, certain parts...
あの脳みそ以外はどんどん入れ替わるから結構もう1年ぐらい会ってない人とかはそれこそ最後に見たその人と今見てる人では
It's a copy.
全然違うものにな
って Doesn't that mean that if you clone yourself, it's you?
だからよくさどこでもドアの話あるじゃんどこでもドアに入って出てきたらそれはもうなんていうのコピーだから元の自分じゃないみたいな、
hmm.
で言って怖いとか言うけどいや常にそれが行われてるから実際人間も、
right.
だから
Well not just us But everything is kind of like this
Right
You know rivers are like this
でも逆にさ、like、14歳と77歳の時で全然変わってない方が怖いよね
Yeah Well I think so butOne aspect of this, I think, is even if you stayed the same age, or that would really make sense, but there are a lot of cultural factors. The baseline culture has shifted so much, right? So it's not just you getting older. It's not just right. your life. It's if you took a personality test of the entire planet at a certain time,
right.
50-year-olds at a certain time, and then you waited...63 years,
yeah,
right? And then you did another evaluation of the entire planet, it would be different. Even if you evaluated people who were the same age both
right.
times,
right, right.
if that makes sense.
Mm.
It's kind of a hard thing to try to define or put a value on. You know, what is the character of the planet in 2017? what is the world, you know, kind of feel like? How does your environment, on a large scale, how does it influence people?
Mm. You know? Yeah.
I mean, you see that with like Trump. It's kind of changed the tone of this era, right?
Yeah. Yeah, and personally, I think.
And it's affecting the personalities of millions of young people right now.
Right. Yeah. Like, when I think about myself, だ例えば英語を話す前と後、なんか日本人とだけ関わってる時と、そうじゃないとでは全然違う。全然違う。今振り返っても、なんか私本当に右翼みたいな変な話、超右翼みたいな考え方だったの。あのだし死刑制度賛成中絶反対みたいな、だから今と結構多分真逆の考えだった。でその時はまあ知識が全然少なかったから自分で考えた結果っていうよりかは学校なり、周りの大人なりに言われたことをそのままあそうなんだって素直に思ってたっていうことにもよるんだけど、
Do you think you think this could have been predicted? Like how you are now? Or do you think it is predictable at all?
In some aspects, yes. Like,
if there's almost no correlation between a human being when they're 14 and they're 77, then it means that it's extremely difficult to predict what people will turn out to be like.
Right. Right? No, I mean, like, to...例えばなんかその右翼とかの話したときに、その例えばだけど、じゃあインターに行ってる日本人、日本に住んでてインターに行った子たちとか、バイリンガルの人たちとかで、あんまりその例えばだからそのインターナショナルな目線がある人の中でトランプめっちゃ好きとか安倍さんめっちゃ好きっていう人があんまりいないじゃん、とかなんかそのグループによってなんかある程度プレディクトできることはあるじゃん、
It's like they have that they came up with that crazy personality test recently where it just looks at your what you've liked on Facebook and then it can
全部わかっちゃうみたいなね
figure out a bunch of stuff about your ideas politically your relationship and all this other stuff just based on certain behaviors and you'll think oh well what if I just you'll have all these personal reasons well I just like that because of this and then my friend this or I'll you know I don't even like that I liked that a long time you'll have all these reasons but what you don't realize is that in the bigger picture it all comes down to just the statistic and other people have the same explanations for the stuff they like and they're just like you you know it gets kind of creepy in that way what do you think you'll be like
I have no
idea will you go conservative you do have a Floridian connection
that's the thing it's like I mean I can'timagine myself going full on conservative and be like we should ban abortion yeah なんかそのまあ
give back our guns
yeah それは本当にちょっと想像できないね自分がそうなってるっていうのは
That's a hard one to predict, huh? See, nobody that has become religious would have ever predicted that that was going to happen.
そうなんだよね。私友達でさ、その家族がカルトにはまっちゃってすごく困った思いをした子が、すごい頭いい子ね。すごい頭いい。で困ったんだけど、自分が大人になった時に違うカルトにはまったことがあるのね。だからその家族がカルトにはまって大変な思いをしたから絶対自分はカルトにはまんないと思うじゃん、でもはまってまあすぐ抜けたんだけどやばいなと思ってでもそういうのとか見てると
God, that must be such a thrill though. Can you imagine if it were you and you were just like I'm just gonna show up for a couple of these cult things. It seems kind of crazy and fucked up but and you're just it's like a weird Yeah. It's like some super curiosity or something.
Yeah.だからなんかそのなんだろうね、まあわかんないよね、何が起きるかわかんないけど、ただ想像できるかっていうと、まあ想像はできないよね、自分が急にサイエントロジーに入るとかっていうのはさ。
Yeah, it begs the question, how much control do you have over who you're becoming?
Yeah, I don't think you have a control over it, but you have a preference for sure, so.
Yeah. I don't know, I feel very...go with the flow-y type of thing. You know, that, but I think that's what it means to, when you try to have an open mind, it means when you take in new information and you try to just be open to it、yeah. and you're not really worried about what you already think or、
right.
you know, making particular judgments on it. And then you'll either, you'll buy it or you won't buy it. You know, this is,、
right.
do I believe this or not? Next,、yeah. do I believe this or not?Next, do I believe、yeah. this or not? And you're just working through these things. Do I believe this? No, I don't、yeah. believe this. And you're just figuring out what you think. And we're just doing it all the time, like all day long. Like, what do I think? What do I think?
Like, yeah.
Where、sure. do you end up? Because it's not such a well-guided or intentional process.
No, I just hope that I'm not going to be...
And it's more and more automated now. We have algorithms deciding, you know, which questions you ask yourself through Facebook.
でもなんかさ、こうなりたくはないなとかってあるじゃん。で、それがなんでそうなりたくないかっていう、いや、なんでそうなりたくないかっていう理由は結構さ、もうすごい根本のとこにあったりするじゃん。だそのすごい人を傷つけるみたいなとかは嫌だなとか。だそこは変わらなければどっかにこうすごい偏っていっちゃうみたいなのはないのかなと思うけど、わかんないよねそれも。No, cause like 例えば古いエピソードとかさ、このポッドキャストも4年間やってて、古いのとか全然自分で聞かないじゃん。
For sure.
I don't know about you, but
no, definitely not.
聞かないけど、だから今思ってることと全然違うことを言ってる可能性は全然あるじゃん。
Yeah,
definitely.
And it's all permanent, and you know, so our stuff is on the internet or it's on,
yeah,
it's on YouTube and iTunes and all these other things. And so there's some other version of myself from the past,
right,
relentlessly flogging some idea that I absolutely don't think right now.
So, だからこの間もさ、全然最近音楽聴かなくていい。暮らせるとか言ってたら、結構前のエピソードでもう音楽ないと全然ダメだって言ってたよって教えてくれた人がいて、それとかも自分で覚えてないけど、
You've been through the どこでもドア、
そう、なんかあ、そのことそういう時期もあったんだとか、たまたまこれが録音されて残ってるからあれだけど、ね、誰かが教えてくれればわかるけど、なかったら自分がどういうフェーズを過ごしてきたかなんて一生わかんないってか忘れちゃってるからね。
You know how people write letters to themselves in the future?
Oh, yeah.
Have you done that recently?
Recently, no.
Do you have any letters waiting for you in the future to open them?
No.
Should you?
I don't know. なんか小中高のどっかでなんか書かされた気はするけど、I didn't take it seriously at all. I just wrote bullshit and just threw it away. Because なんかそれは自分でやりたいと思ったわけじゃなくて、学校の宿題みたいのでやらされて、なんか恥ずかしいっていうか気持ち悪い感じがして、自分に手紙を書くっていうのがその当時はね。
And future mommy was stood up. She's still waiting. She'll never receive that letter.
No, no. Do you?
No, I don't have. Maybe I will write something now that it's occurred to me.
But what do you want to say to your future self? I mean,
I don't know. I feel like I don't have a really high awareness of my past self. And I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing. I mean, I know what I've done and things that have happened and、
yeah.
I have memories and stuff, but I'm not keeping track of my opinions or...
まあ、それはみんなそうだよね、多分。
Yeah. No, I've just been right my whole life. That's what it feels like.
だっていらないもんね。I don't know.
But it's all being, each of us are enshrining the contents of our entire lives on this digital hyperspace through Facebook. And this was predicted before the internet, before the internet even existed. People predicted that they would have their own page on the in hyperspace, in cyberspace, about yourself, and you would invite other people to come look at it.
そう、でも Facebook のすごい昔に遡ったことある、自分のページ。
うん。How was that?
すごい気持ち悪いよ。
昔。How far does it go?
どこまででも遡れるよ。
Huh.
だから始めた頃ぐらいまで。だから私はそれこそこの間、結構最近、1ヶ月前ぐらいに遡って見たら、うん、まあ昔よく番組でも言うけど is 何々って言ってステータスを書いてたじゃん、みんな覚えてる、
うん、
ステータス書くものだったじゃん Facebook って。
Yeah, so it's like what are you doing right now?
そうそうそう、 Mommy is
I actually don't I haven't really done a status update since that model I feel like
だからそれで本当にどうでもいいことを、
mm-hmm.
まあみんなソーシャルメディアの使い方、今まで今みたいにさこうね、mm-hmm. 飽和状態じゃなかったから、本当にどうでもいいことをめっちゃいっぱい書いてあるし。
But it was sincere and it wasn't trying to sell a product. So at least
no,
it has those things going for it.
It's really stupid. It's really stupid and...今の自分だったら絶対やらないじゃん、そんな。
Would you delete it though, or are you gonna keep this forever?
No, it's still there.
Yeah,
it's permanent. You can see it if you want still, but... でも...
It's interesting, isn't it?
まあ自分じゃないみたい。
Think about how your page, which has all this information about you,
yeah.
contains more information than some of the major libraries in the world, or museums, I should say. There are museums that don't contain as much stuff.
Yeah,
I mean the level of documentation. If you hired someone and you asked them to document their lives that thoroughly, it would be very expensive.
まあそうだね。それをボランタリーにただでやってるわけだからね。
Yeah.
Like there's this person that I know. She lost her memory after an accident.
Mm-hmm.
Like All six of it? months. No, like 6 months worth of memory. Mm. So she.Remembered about her boyfriend. She remembered about a bunch of stuff, but she didn't remember anything that she did during this 6 month period.
Mm-hmm.
So she had started a new job in that period. So she had no idea about anyone that she started working with. And she didn't know that she had changed jobs. She had applied for some college thing overseas in that period. So
What
she
kind
got
of
the...
Injury?
Like bike accident, she just hit her head and it was just gone. And she got the acceptance letter after the accident, and she was like, "What is this? Why did I apply for it? I don't even want to go."
It's crazy.
So she didn't go, and she forgot all the movies that she saw with her boyfriend and in these 6 months. And
could be worse.
But she was keeping a diary, so she could read it. You know.
Interesting.
And
this is like memento.
Yeah, and she said, すごい気持ち悪いって言ってた。自分が書いたんだけど覚えてないから、なんか気持ち悪い。し、そのだからアプライしたやつとかも、プログラムも、なんでこんなの応募したんだろうみたいな。自分がやったんだけど。
Isn't it weird how unsympathetic we are towards our past selves?
Yeah.Well, especially because it's okay to be judgmental because it's you. You know what I mean?
I guess so, but you can be too judgmental.
It's like I judge the shit out of past me.
I mean, you should just let it go. Like, past you is not you. And so, yeah, you might have fucked up or said something embarrassing or whatever, but...
No, it's not... I don't dwell on it, but when I think about it, it's like, oh, wow, I was so stupid.
Yeah.
I guess in a way I'm still stupid, and maybe when I look back when I'm 80, hopefully I think that I'm better then.
Yeah.
You know, but
it's a
まあ、その方がマシだよね。だから振り返ってバカだったなって思う方がさ、あの時は私頭良かったのになんでこうなっちゃったんだろうっていうよりかはさ、
how clear is your memory? Like just sitting right here, right now, how much access do you have to your, to your whole life that's occurred up until this point? Nobody else has it stored. It's just you. So whatever you've got in your head right now, that's all there is. Aside from Facebook, of course.
Yeah.
It's weird, right?
いやだってその Facebook で見てもさ、自分がやったことなのに全然覚えてないわけじゃん。私こんなこと書いてんだとか、
mm.
だから自分が覚えてない自分の言動の方が、mm. まあ当然すごい多いわけでさ、恐ろしいよね。Yeah, yeah, it's crazy.
It's you're just a process.
まあ恋愛とかもそうじゃない？ It's like you think about your ex-boyfriend, girlfriend and be like, why was I into that person?
Well, the whole thing that happens, you know, just meeting someone and being excited and falling in love and I could never be happier than this. Like, I never want to be with anyone else. Like, this is never going to end. And then you break up and you're like,Fuck her. And it's just like this crazy thing. So everyone goes through the same thing. It's always completely unique when it happens.
Yeah.
But it's always the same kind of,
そうだね。
You know, this thing.
あの時あんなに素敵だと思ったけど、
今。Time just strips things apart. And
yeah, and you're just like this study, you're a different person. So、
mm-hmm.
it's like you would never go back and date the same person.
Yeah, generally speaking.
まあ人にもよるかもしれない、その経験にもよると思うけど、自分は振り返って全部の元彼のことを考えた時に、あ、今でもあの人とだったら付き合いたいなみたいな人一人もいないもん。
Do you keep、skulls and other artifacts from your ex-boyfriends?
No.
I remember、one of my exes、a while back, I remember going toher place, and she had like all this stuff like under her bed of like other of like her exes like before me, and it was like stumbling across
like what, bodies?
Yeah, that's what it felt like. I just opened some.
何手紙とかってこと？プレゼントとか？
Well, no, there was just like I didn't go through it or anything. I just like.I was like, what is under this? I like sat on the bed and I was like, what is under this bed? And I like lifted up and she was like, oh, no, no. Because there's like...
Secret.
Like, yeah, like weird stuff.
Box.
Weird stuff in there. It's like I found some trap door to some catacombs.
Like his hair. Just like, nails.
Yeah, I don't know. Samples.
Fingers. Huh. やったことないね、それは。もう全部捨てちゃう。別れたら。
Yeah.
ぽいぽいぽい。
What about deletion? Are you big on deletion? Deletion and unfriendship?
No, but my exes were.
Mm.
私は別にフレンドのままでいてもいいと思うけど、あっちからアンフレンドされる。
Well, maybe it's just, it's been so reliable that they would unfriend you that you don't have to worry about it.
Wow, they're so nice then.
Yeah.
But I never had to worry about it anyway, so that wasn't necessary, but...Yeah, some men get so bitter.
Bitter?
Yeah, like for some reason. Or just get mean. I don't know. That's happened to me a couple of times. It's like we can't even be friends anymore because one end is way too bitter.
It's almost like the same... I mean, it's the same...sequence of just the standard rejection in a club though, right? Like, oh hey, how you doing? You know, like really nice, gets rejected. It's like, oh well, fuck you, bitch.
そう、あの、最近それ本当によく話題になってるよね、ネットでも。特にだから、Tinder とかで、Hey, gorgeous! すごい美人だねとか言ってきて、で、ちょっと返事しなかったりとか、あ、ちょっとデート行ったけど、ごめん、あまり何も感じなかったなとか言うと、急にもう悪口バリ雑言浴びせてくるみたいな男性が結構いるみたいな。でもクラブとかでも確かに
I think I've seen a couple of those.
だからすごい可愛いねとか話しかけてきて、あ、ちょっと彼氏いるんだとか言うと、なんでそんな嘘つくのみたいな、彼氏いるなんて嘘つきやがってとか、急になんかブチ切れる人とか、ブスみたいな言ってきたり、
I'd be scared if I was a girl. and someone started just flipping their
shit.
It
is scary. I mean, like, my friend got punched in the back just because she said no.
Punched in the back?
Yeah, like, this guy punched her in the back when she said no to him.
In the back of her back?
Like, yeah, physically, yeah. And he got...
Who punches people in the back?
I don't know. And he got kicked out of the club, obviously, but... なんか拒絶をあの受け取れない系男子みたいな。
Punching in the back is like illegal in the UFC.
Yeah, exactly, like, exactly.
You can't even...
しかも that was like a big black guy and my friend was this like tiny half girl. So that was pretty scary.
Hmm.
So yeah, I mean, なんかその Tinder のやりとりとかよくまとめになってて面白いよ。Hey beautiful, I'm such a gentleman とかずっと言ってるのに、あ、ごめんって断った瞬間に、
people just want to be loved.
Yeah, but like, just some people have strange ideas about
it becomes a desperate
women
thing.
Or, yeah.
And there's so much anticipation.
Like, you'd be surprised how many guys tell you that you're lying when you tell them that you have a boyfriend. Like, it's in their head. Mm. They think, they somehow instantly assume that you're lying to them.
Well, they assume that there's a 5% chance that you're lying to them and they'll take it. Right?
Yeah,
isn't that what it is?
And that's so weird. Why would
because,
you do that?
Because so many guys are operating on this kind of odds game.
Yeah, but I mean, like, getting mad like that doesn't lead you anywhere. So it's not like the girl's going to suddenly be like, oh, yeah, you know, you're so hot. Like, no, that's not going to happen.
Yeah, I think, I mean, getting angry is usually some kind of lonely convulsion, right? Generally speaking.
I guess so.
Like, it doesn't usually work out for you, whatever the situation is, even if you're getting screwed over, even if, you know, whatever is happening. Because as soon as you get upset, now you're not thinking clearly. Now you're making decisions that aren't necessarily in your best interest anymore.
Yeah. しかもね、なんか不思議なことに that happens especially when the girl was not rude, like for once. Like, I don't know. まあ女の子が失礼な態度だったらそれに対して怒るのはまだわかるけど。Weird.
That's how it goes. Mating.
Yeah.
Human beings. People need to find other people. Pair off.
Humans.
Conserve their DNA.
Yeah.
We should have just gone the crab route. You know, these guys at the club could just get, you know, ripped in half and then they wouldn't have to look for a partner. It would be done for them.
Yeah. Anyway.文字起こしのテキストはApple の Mac と iPhone とあとは Android のアプリから購入できますので試してみてください。最初の1話から3話目は無料、月額240円で全部読み放題っていうのもやっていますので試してみてください。読み放題プランだとリーディング練習用のエッセイも読めるようになりますのでぜひ。
This Sunday, yeah, you're
あ、そうだね。私の次のエッセイも今週に出してもらう、マイケルに。あとは LINE のスタンプ、猫星人スタンプもあります。あとサイトね、まだ作ってる。もうちょっとでしょ、もうすぐ出せるようになるので、そうするとまた
It has to be perfect, unfortunately.
そうすると、T シャツとかトレーナーとかまた販売開始します。
It's been a while since weActually sold a thing.
そうなんだよ。あの、スポンサーつけずに自腹でやっておりますので、ぜひサポートよろしくお願いします。
お願いします。
終わり。
Yep, 以上です。
Bye.
Bye.